This week, Connecticut lawmakers continue to hold public hearings to reevaluate the state's relationship with its power companies following their poor response to Tropical Storm Isaias. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal says ratepayers in some Connecticut towns have enjoyed low utility rates and fewer power outages for decades. That's because 100 years ago, these communities created their own independent power source, and it stayed that way. WSHU's Zeb Ogundama brings us the story as part of the podcast, Capitol Avenue.
Alexis John is a lifelong resident of Norwich. She had never experienced a power outage before Isaias.
I mean, I don't have anything to compare it to.
And that's good for business, too. She owns a busy beauty salon in downtown Norwich.
I think that nobody should have to worry about not having power. You can't cook. I mean, you could cook, but you can't cook. You can eat a sandwich. You can't work.
You can't.
Can you shower? You need hot water.
You need hot water.
Do you hate us?
Well, we don't hate you. We envy you. Anne-Marie Lafayette is also a lifelong resident. She remembers when the lights went out 35 years ago during Hurricane Gloria, which at the time caused record-breaking power outages across the state.
I think we were out 3 days and other places were out a lot longer.
But there were worse storms more recently, like Irene in 2010 and Superstorm Sandy in 2012 and Isaias this year.
Many people described Norwich as an oasis. People were coming to Norwich for gas and for commodities because we were up and running so quick.
Chris LaRose is the manager of Norwich Public Utilities. Norwich is among a handful of communities that made crucial power decisions a century ago. The city got a charter from the state to run its own public utility company. Norwich built a hydroelectric dam on the Shetokit River that flows through the center of town. Chris Riley stands by the spillway of the dam.
There are machinery in here that go back to the early 1900s that have to be operated by hand.
He says the equipment is so old, it's tough work for NPU's engineers.
It's not easy, but they always say it's some of the most challenging and rewarding work that they do during the course of the year because it's such a beautiful place, and it's like working in a museum.
This dam supplied power to Norwich, first for streetlights, then later for homes and businesses. This used to supply all of the city's power. Today, it's only 5%. Most of the power for its 40,000 customers now comes from commercial generators.
We buy our power through a cooperative with the other municipal entities, so we have we're able to get it more cheaply. Plus, our costs are much lower because we only have 146 employees. Our rates are lower.
And there are other advantages. Besides fewer outages and lower utility rates, Riley says NPU returns 10% of its gross revenue to the city of Norwich. Over 10 years, that's amounted to $80 million to the city of Norwich.
There have been, I believe in the 70s, one instance where it was discussed selling to the Connecticut Light and Power way back then, but there just wasn't the public outcry for it.
That's a sentiment shared by customer Anne-Marie Lafayette.
I do feel fortunate that we have our own locally owned utility. I also own some property in Groton, and again, it's a municipally owned utility there. And the same thing, power doesn't stay out that long.
Unfortunately, that cannot be said for most of Connecticut. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
And there's quite a bit more to that podcast. You can listen to the full episode by subscribing to WSHU's Capitol Avenue at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Capitol Avenue is now back for its second season with Ebong Udama, making sense of local and national policy by talking to the people who are directly involved. Next time, Ebong looks into election security ahead of Election Day.